Randy, what have you been learning in your personal life over these past few weeks or months or this season of life?
Yeah, well, this season of life has been largely defined by my wife Nancy going home to meet Jesus a year and a half ago. There was a 4 year period in which she was struggling with her colon cancer that had moved to her lungs. So it was we had, fair warning, so to speak. It wasn't sudden, and yet you can't be prepared for something of that magnitude. I've had people close to me, my best friend growing up who died when he was 39. I've had my mom, my dad, numbers of other people as a pastor, some where I was present for their death. But when it's your soulmate, the love of your life, it's just not, you're just not totally prepared. But I would say this, that it's been a very good season under the circumstances. I think I've been grieving well and biblically, in terms of just Nancy and I were very prepared. And she was very prepared every morning, spending time in the Word, journaling, just some amazing things. I remember one morning where she said to me, so I was reading in Psalm 119, she said, and I landed on this verse that says, all things are God's servants. She says, you know what that means? And I go, tell me. And she says, it means my cancer is God's servant. It's God's servant in my life to make me more like Jesus, and it's God's servant in the lives of my family and others around me. And I said, that's so true, and it's been so evident. But anyway, yeah, so the process has been good. The season of my life, I'm back to doing some speaking and traveling again, which I took time off from. I'm back to writing again, which my writing projects had been derailed for good reason, because Nancy was far more important than my writing. Yeah, I mean, I sense, I would say more than anything else, I sense daily the friendship and closeness of Jesus. In John 15, where he says, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends, which, by the way, in scripture, this often happens when people say, what do you mean? We're no longer servants. Well, no, we're also still called servants, but what he's saying, making a point of it, you're not just my servants, you're my friends. I'm your friend. And I would say the friendship of Jesus has meant more to me. I it meant a lot to me before, but it's meant more to me than it ever has in this season of life.
Randy, thank you for sharing. That means a lot more than you know. So.